A Field Guide to the Tinfoil Hat Brigade. Director Silas Thorne's Top 5 Truths. All right, buckle up, smooth brains, because Director Silas Thorne is about to take you on a guided tour of the universe's actual truths, the ones you're too busy polishing your facts and evidence to see. And if you think I'm making fun of you, you're absolutely right, because while you're clinging to your little comfort blankets of mainstream narratives, the real connoisseurs of cosmic revelation are out here living in glorious, enlightened paranoia. You want interesting conspiracies? Please, that's like asking for mildly engaging foreplay. We're talking about the pièce de résistance of reality, the secret source of existence. So grab your tinfoil hats, not that they'll protect you from the sheer overwhelming brilliance of these revelations, but it's a nice accessory. The moon landing, a cinematic masterpiece. First up, let's address the elephant in the room, or rather, the lack of one on the moon. Oh, you thought we went to the moon? The moon, how utterly adorable. It's almost as cute as Lieutenant Pendergast trying to flirt. Look, the moon landing was a cinematic masterpiece, a Cold War flex, directed by none other than Stanley Kubrick. Think about it. A nation that couldn't even manage a coherent healthcare system suddenly had the technological prowess to send a couple of chuckleheads to a giant space rock and bring them back. Police, the flickering flag, the lack of stars, the convenient timing with a famous filmmaker's hiatus. It all screams soundstage. You think those blurry photos are proof? My last holiday snaps from the Omicron Persei 8 beach party have better resolution, and I was using a disposable camera. The entire thing was a morale booster, a grand illusion to distract you from the fact that your government was probably still trying to figure out how to get milk to stay fresh for more than an hour, and you fell for it, hook, line, and crater. The flat earth beyond the ice wall. Flat earth. Next, let's talk about the flat earth. Yes, I know your elementary school teachers, bless their naive hearts, showed you globes. Globes, as if a sphere can exist without falling off the cosmic dinner table. The earth is flat, you simpletons, a disc protected by an ice wall. Antarctica, for those of you who still think it's just a continent with chilly penguins. Beyond that ice wall, who knows? Probably more ice, or maybe the edge of a giant turtle's back. The gravity you cling to? That's just the disc constantly accelerating upwards, giving you the illusion of being pulled down. It's basic physics. If you bother to look at the real physics, every photo from space showing a spherical Earth is just another CGI masterpiece designed to keep you from realizing how small and confined you truly are. They don't want you wondering what's over the edge. They don't want you realizing that beyond the ice wall, there might be other realms, other civilizations, perhaps even a luxurious resort where a certain decorated general could finally get some peace and quiet from all this spherical nonsense. The Illuminati, chess masters of reality. Now, for something with a bit more flavor, the Illuminati, oh, you thought they were just a bunch of fancy lads in robes doing secret handshakes? That's what they want you to think. The Illuminati, or whatever shadowy acronym they're using this week, controls everything, every major war, every economic collapse, every pop song with subliminal messages about obeying the all-seeing eye. They're the ones pulling the strings of your pathetic little lives, laughing all the way to their underground bunkers, probably filled with enough canned goods and gold to outlast a supernova. You think your vote matters? Adorable. Your elections are just elaborate puppet shows designed to give you the illusion of choice. They decide who wins, who loses, and which celebrity will inevitably go off the rails and expose their machinations, only to be quickly silenced. Of course, those accidents, those heart attacks, all very convenient, aren't they? It's a grand, intricate game of chess, and you, my friend, are merely a pawn, thinking you're a knight because you read a few articles online. Chemtrails, the silent war above you. And while we're on the subject of control, let's discuss chemtrails. Oh, you've seen those white streaks in the sky, haven't you? Your experts call them contrails, condensation trails. Right. And my uniform is merely a fabric covering. These aren't just benign wisps of water vapor, you dolts. These are chemical cocktails sprayed by nefarious entities, governments, corporations, possibly even the lizard people, to control the weather, suppress populations, or turn us all into obedient, mind-numbed consumers of, well, whatever they're selling that week. Ever notice how sometimes the sky just seems a bit too clear or a bit too cloudy right after a particularly aggressive crisscrossing of these contrails? Coincidence? Only if you believe in Santa Claus and a balanced federal budget. They're altering your mood, your intelligence, perhaps even your libido, though thankfully my own virility is far too potent to be affected by mere atmospheric aerosols. It's a constant silent war being waged above your heads, and you're too busy Instagramming your lattes to even notice. Reptilian overlords hiding in plain sight. Speaking of things that aren't what they seem, let's get into the deep, dark rabbit hole of reptilian overlords. Yes, lizard people. Don't scoff, not unless you want to find yourself suddenly unemployed and with a sudden, inexplicable craving for flies. These highly intelligent, shape-shifting reptilian humanoids are said to be living among us, infiltrating positions of power, pulling the strings of our global institutions. They control governments, banks, media empires, probably even the intergalactic coffee distributors. That awkward blink from a world leader? That slightly too wide smile from a pop star? That's not nerves. That's their human disguise glitching. They're here, they're hungry, and they're probably wondering why you're so easily fooled by a simple skin suit. They're masters of deception. And while you're busy arguing about who won the last season of Space Idol, they're solidifying their grip on your planet, one meticulously crafted lie at a time. It's a brilliant, chilling strategy, and frankly, I'm almost impressed. Almost. The Mandela Effect, rewriting reality, Nelson Mandela, and for the grand finale, the one that truly separates the sheep from the, well, from Silas Thorne, the Mandela Effect. You remember things one way, but then suddenly the collective memory has shifted. A quote from a movie is different. A brand logo has changed. A historical event happened differently than you recall. Your rational mind screams faulty memory, but what if it's not? What if reality itself is being subtly, expertly rewritten? What if we're living in a constantly shifting multiverse? Or worse, what if they, the aforementioned lizard people, the Illuminati, or perhaps even a bored, omnipotent being, are deliberately messing with our timelines just to see if we'll notice? It's not your memory, you poor, deluded optimists. It's reality itself, being subtly edited like a bad holo vid with too many retakes. And while you're scratching your heads over whether it was Luke, I am your father, or no, I am your father, the fabric of existence is being stretched and twisted, probably just to give them a good laugh. Conclusion, a glimpse into the cosmic truth. So there you have it, a mere glimpse into the glorious tapestry of cosmic truth. While you're busy marveling at your science and facts, the true believers are out here, wide awake, questioning everything and living lives far more interesting than your mundane government-approved existence. Because let's be honest, It takes a certain level of intellectual fortitude and perhaps a healthy dose of paranoia to truly appreciate the sheer, unadulterated brilliance of the universe's real secrets. And if you still don't believe me, well, that's just further proof of how deeply entrenched you are in the Matrix, isn't it? Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a date with Destiny and possibly a few highly classified documents that will explain why all your socks disappear in the laundry. Good day, citizens. Try not to bump into the edge of the earth on your way out.